This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Miles Garrett agrees to a deal with about $40 million average and a fat stinking wad of cash his way, which means, in certain parlance, the Cleveland Browns won the standoff.
They did win the standoff. I don't know anyone. I keep seeing all these people that are suggesting that Miles got exactly what he wanted the entire time. Where? How? He didn't get exactly what he wanted. This was probably like the third option that Miles was looking for. But he blinked first, and it's the option he's going to have to be happy with.
I also love that people are like, something had to have changed between Radio Row and today. Yes, Miles' will. That's all that changed.
Deciding that money was going to be enough in this conversation.
I'm going to shock everybody in Cleveland in this one. Miles talked a big game and then went 3-14 in negotiations.
Oh, that's funny. He went 3-14 in negotiations, which is stupid because everyone is just turning around and being like, it's always about the money. And he clearly, $40 million a year, if he got traded to another team, he was going to get $40 million a year.
I love that, too. It's like, I mean, the Browns were going to do this the whole time. Yeah, but Miles wasn't. Miles was going to have his cake and eat it, too.
That's exactly
which
right.
Which is get paid $40 million to be on somebody else's team until, I don't know, he got a whiff of Kirk Cousins in the air, and he was just like, I can't miss out on this.
We act like if he got traded, he wasn't going to get a $40 million a year deal. We act like if he got traded to the Lions or the Commanders or the Bears or one of these other teams, they would have paid him peanuts. But hey, would have been able to go for a Super Bowl. Not the case. He was trying to have it all.
I totally empathize with Miles. I threaten. When Vanessa really has me cheesed off, right, when I'm really upset with her, I'll threaten to sleep downstairs because she hates it.
That's a threat for her?
Yeah. No, because she hates it.
That sounds like a problem for you, friend.
No. She really does. I'm not making this up. She hates it. And so I'll threaten. I'll go downstairs and sleep if this is how you're going to be. We both know that's not happening.
In the amount of years you've been married, how many times have you actually gone down and slept on the couch?
About 3 times.
I like that you punish yourself to the couch, though.
It's a really comfortable couch. Can I brag about my couch? It's very comfortable.
And you got the it charges your iPhone if you just put it right on there. You got all sorts of capabilities
with
that couch.
Even the new carpet that we have, I'll sleep on the ground because it's so comfortable.
I love a couch nap. Why are couches more comfortable than beds a lot of the time?
Let's get Big Couch on the phone here. 216-474-0092.
I'd like to figure this out.
If you're part of Big Couch.
What are you guys doing out there?
How have you guys surpassed mattresses in terms of... Also got a new mattress, and it's quite comfortable as well.
That's nice.
Not as comfortable as that couch, though. Now, back to the Miles thing. The Browns are the clear winner. And listen, you and I have... I've spared a fair amount of the vitriol, but I teased it. I did say, if there wasn't resolution on the other side of free agency, meaning like a week from now, and this bled into the actual month from the draft, or if it even went past the draft, that I was just going to absolutely hammer the Browns. Well, I don't have to do that now. And listen, kudos to them for calling Miles out and understanding that Miles apparently doesn't have the kind of will that maybe he teased that he might have when he went on Radio Row just about a month ago and said, it's not about the money. And then they realized It's all about the money.
Yeah, I mean, remember like a month ago, I brought out all sorts of names to the table and we played that game of whether or not this time could be different, right? We brought Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, we brought Kobe in the mix, Aaron Rodgers in the mix as well. All these situations, Lamar Jackson, where it got really, really ugly, and then they were able to mend fences and they were able to piece together almost a peace treaty of sorts. And now Miles just gets added to that list of players that it got incredibly ugly. They took it to extreme of extremes. And they were able to land on a deal, and now we just have to all act like none of it actually happened.
I don't think we have to do that, and I do want to get to the Miles side.
That's what Miles wants,
well,
I'm sure.
I'm sure Miles wants a lot of things, and that's okay. It's too bad he won't be able to add the Browns to his graveyard for Halloween this year, though. But in case you guys didn't hear the open, that sound courtesy of Hard Knocks and the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, a celebration of Miles Garrett. I think today should be a celebration of the Cleveland Browns. They didn't get any better by re-signing Miles Garrett, but the perception of them got better, and they sure as hell didn't get worse by re-signing Miles Garrett.
Well, and they didn't get worked over either. And I think that's an important thing to know. Like, the bully came to the table, and they didn't let themselves get bullied. They stood firm in what they believed. And I think it's because Andrew Berry, and I've said this to you before, a lot of the Browns make sense if you look at it through Andrew Berry trying to save his job. If you look at it through that lens, a lot of what they do just kind of adds up. Mm-hmm. And I think this is another iteration of that. But yeah, they didn't let themselves get bullied by Miles Garrett here.
Well, and I think the reason why that's specifically important is there is an order of operations, and Friday was a big part of this. I wasn't on air, so I didn't get to comment on it. But like the optics of Jimmy Haslam not taking a meeting with Miles Garrett and then undercutting his GM.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
It's pretty significant. And listen, whether it's true or not doesn't matter. The NFL is about perception. And while Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have fantastic perceptions, because I think they work the phones day and night to make sure everybody knows none of the problems in Cleveland are their fault. This just happened to us. This Deshaun trade just happened to us. But I know that was an unfair shot when I'm going ahead and saying nice things. But I do think, like, whether it's true or not, the perception that Jimmy Haslam didn't meddle in this can only help the perception of the Cleveland Browns outside of Cleveland.
For sure. I mean, we saw so many. The laser eyes were back, Nick.
No. They're still googly eyes.
The laser eyes were back. No, they were shooting the red beams, and they were going after it.
No, I we can't do the laser eyes thing today.
The googly eyes is like Adam Gase to me.
You don't. I'll never forget Adam Gase chasing tacos in his press conference. That is one of my top five favorite gifts of all time. No, they're still googly eyes until he does something other. Like, there's a part of me that is going to give them incredible credit for having the will to stand up to Miles and for weathering the storm and making this was always the best outcome. The second best outcome was that you got every bit of value and then some for Miles Garrett. So you managed your way through the best possible outcome. Those are great things.
Mm-hmm.
It's still probably going to be the biggest move of your offseason, and the idea of you moving on from this in a successful way for yourself and Miles, well, it starts with the rest of what you do predominantly over the next probably, 72 hours or more, specifically at the quarterback spot.
Well, and meanwhile, you have, you're the first team in NFL history to have two people making $40-plus million a year on your roster. We know they are cap geniuses, and they can do anything they want to make it manipulative, but they're in an interesting spot here, Nick, where I don't know what type of flexibility they're going to have.
So if you guys are just calling us right now, just listening right now, all day today, we're going to have the biggest and latest breaking news. I'd be surprised if the Browns didn't do something today. I don't know that they're going to do something substantial today, like the Patriots, who have just agreed to terms with ex-Eagle Milton Williams, adding him and Harold Landry to the front four for Mike Vrabel in New England. But yeah, I would expect something at least over the next 24 hours. You guys are going to want to stay here, whether it's on the Odyssey app or listening on 92.3 The Fan. the old school way, as some kids are saying. But by the way, that Milton Williams thing, that is a people mover. Between that and Harold Landry, the Patriots might actually be decent next year.
Where are you getting your news from right now in this hour where no Twitter is working?
So Twitter periodically will update. And so that was from Diana Rossini's Twitter.
We're waiting on periodic Twitter updates?
That's exactly, yeah. It's that.
That's all I got, too. Mac sounded like Blue Sky or something. He'll have us figured out.
And Mac just showed me the Blue Sky of Ian Rappaport saying Milton Williams is going to the Patriots
as well.
Okay,
good. I think Schefter's breaking news on Instagram right now as well. There's Schefter on Instagram. I think Pelissero's on Instagram. But then everyone else is on Blue Sky. We are, this is a time, Nick.
This honestly is, for somebody with ADHD, hell. Like, trying to go between Twitter, Blue Sky.
I can't and I won't
Instagram.
Do it.
No, you shouldn't.
I can't
no,
and I won't
shouldn't.
Do it. I have too many apps
right?
going already.
We should just be able to trust our apps to work. But the problem is one of them is run by somebody who's doing anything other than running Twitter.
Beep,
or
boop, boop, boop.
Actually, you know, helping launch rockets in Florida. So we're sitting here and having to live with this.
Convenient timing.
Although I will tell you, today almost flipped over to Blue Sky. Almost did.
I can't. I have too many apps. I can't do it.
That inevitably, that's where I came back to.
Cannot
much like
do it,
Miles
will not do
Garrett,
it.
In my head, I threatened to leave and came crawling back for Diana Rossini's tweets. 216-474-0092. Miles Garrett is re-signed with the Cleveland Browns. We got quite a bit to talk about with this today. And we'll throw that out there if you guys are expecting any move from the Browns today. Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic at 3. The Peterlin Pass at 3:40. Joe DeLeon, NFL draft and college football analyst. He joins us every Monday at 4 p.m. He'll join us today at 4 p.m. We do have quick hits coming up at 6 today instead of 2:40. But did the Browns win some of your trust back with their handling of Myles Garrett? And we're going to single out one member of the Browns leadership specifically in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.